Hello, my name is Carol Teslow Dahl, and I am age 70, almost 71, and I've been coming here since I was a young woman. I was first going to come here with my husband when we were first married, and we were attending St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Tacoma, or St. Mark's by the Narrows, and they were going to come here in the late 60s. But my husband and I ended up going to Asia for 5 years for Lutheran World Relief and Church World Service. We went to Korea and then to Saigon, South Vietnam, and we were there for the 5 years, returned to the U.S. in 72 with our two children. And we then moved to Pullman, Washington, where Bob Quillo was our pastor. He came about 6 months after we moved there in 1973. And it wasn't long after that, since Bob was a very strong proponent of Holden, that we did come up with a group from our church. I know my husband has hiked in here from every different angle. My knees were that great, so I hiked in once over from Stehekin, which was a really fabulous thing. I wanted to talk today because Holden has held such a place of great importance in my life. It has changed me. I know I wouldn't be even close to the person I am today were it not for Holden. And I know there was some influence, of course, working in Asia with Church World Service and Lutheran World Relief, and also traveling, but the most significant part of my life, I think the way I think about things, the way I filter things, is strongly due to the Holden influence. And I see that very strongly when I look at myself and compare it to some other people in my family who have not had this experience. And I would have to say that Holden, I've been here through all the different directors from the very beginning. I would say that Holden has confronted me, challenged me. It has given me a sense of worship that has been hard to find somewhere else in so many ways. Very strong spiritual sense here that is my soul so seeks all of the time. I find that here. And I find it not just in nature, but among the people who have been so wonderful here and so nurturing and caring and loving. And also all the issues that we've confronted. I remember having come back from Vietnam, and I'd gone to PLU, where I felt quite sheltered from a lot of the things that were happening in the 60s, and I graduated there in 62. And coming here, they were very strongly confronted with the issues about the war in Vietnam, where we had lived. And it was good for my brain, good for my thought, good for my soul. It helped me change my mind about many different things or come to new positions on things. I think I have learned here what I've always wanted to be is a lifelong learner. This place of great blessings has done that for me so very strongly. I can remember coming up here during the years when we were talking about homosexuality, which is, again, is another issue I'd never really been faced with in my early years and growing up and whatever. In North Dakota and even at PLU, it was just kind of like a non-issue. And here, being with these young people and adults and seeing the pain of parents whose children had been raised in the church and then were rejected by the church was too painful to even begin to contemplate. I found that very, very difficult, and I think hearing the stories of people and listening to their pain, listening to their dreams, seeing how they were losing their own faith in God because they were so rejected, and I thought of all places of the church, we cannot be loving and warm with everyone and accept people who they are, because who are we? Who are we as sinful people to be criticizing anyone for reasons of that nature? So anyway, I've come to have a totally different feeling about that. And as a result of that, I went back to my own church and worked until our church became an RIC congregation. And I'm very happy about that issue. Many other things have. It seemed like so many times when I came up here, I'd be thinking about something at home that I was really puzzled about or concerned about or in a quandary about. I would come up here, and there would be speakers on that very, very topic. I know that I have been introduced, the bookstore has been one of my favorite places to hang out. I have bought many books here. I've read many books here that have been suggested that, again, have nurtured my soul, my brain, and my heart in so many ways. The speakers here have just been incredible. It's just amazing to me that one place can have drawn people from so many widely different backgrounds and experiences. And I guess another issue that has affected me very strongly is Israel and Palestine. And after hearing many speakers up here on that topic who had been there and involved in issues there, I was finally went to Israel and Palestine in January of this year with Barb Rossing and Esther Mann, both of whom I knew from here at Holden. And it was one of the most amazing, enlightening trip that I'd ever been on, with views presented from so many different sides that it really gave you a chance to look at these issues and make up your mind about it for the moment. And I think being a lifelong learner is something you realize you may come to this, but you're still going to be learning and growing and changing. And so I hope I'm never the kind of person that feels I've gotten there and I know everything there is to know and I believe whatever you're supposed to believe and whatever like that. So I have felt so nurtured in this place. And I have one more thing to say, and that is my husband died 15 years ago in a car crash, and I happened to be driving. It was a very traumatic event in my life, needless to say. And I will have to say that coming up here, that was in February, and I did come up here during board week that summer with a group of friends that I know really well, and I was kind of dreading come here because this had been a place where we had come every summer. My husband had served on the board here. We had been here almost every summer without exception. And to come up here and be without him and walking around in these beloved, blessed places would be very painful, which it was. But on the other hand, this place was also filled with this wonderful, loving, caring spirit. And the very first time I had ever seen prayers around the cross was that summer, and it was in Koinonia. I will never forget that. I will never forget, never, kneeling there on that cushion and being so enveloped by my friends from the village who came up and put their hands on me and their hands on each other. I felt so, so wrapped in their love. It was probably one of the most powerful events in my life. It was just absolutely amazing, and it continues to be that way, not maybe to that deep extent, but it still is a very powerful event in my life, and I'm so glad that Holden has retained that. I've also been to Spirit in the Desert and heard some of these very same people that come here, so it's another nurturing place, but in my mind, nothing is like Holden. It is my place. It is my place of spiritual blessing. We have a new pastor in our congregation, and I was so thrilled because he is also a very devoted Holden person. And after he'd first come there, and I saw him using the music, I saw him talking about these things, and the message that he gives is so Holden-like, and it's so different in many ways from many churches. And I've appreciated that so much that I told him once I thought he had come to Pullman just for me, and he said, well, at least. But I know that we're going to have stronger connections to Holden even in the future because of his ministry. And that has been that way, certainly with Bob Quillo, that started me along this path. So I just want to thank everyone who's had any part in this wonderful venture and adventure called Holden Village that has had such a strong influence on my life, and my children, and my husband. And I appreciate that from the depths of my heart. Thank you so much.